Have you ever felt, just completely buried trying to learn something new, especially when you go online and there are literally millions, maybe hundreds of millions of resources. Think about learning guitar. You search guitar lessons. Boom. So many results. And almost all of them seem focused on one thing, right? The physical side, how to move your fingers. But here's where this deep dive gets really interesting.
Yeah, what's fascinating, and it comes from our source material by pro guitarist Kevin Downing, is this kind of paradox. You've got all these lessons hammering on technique, the physical stuff, but he suggests that's maybe only like 20% of what actually makes a good musician.
Only
Yeah,
20%.
the other 80%, he calls it the head stuff.
Wow. Okay. That really flips the script on what most people probably assume. So our mission here in this deep dive is to really unpack that. What is this head stuff? Why is it so important? And why is it maybe the missing link for so many people trying to learn? Sounds like the secret isn't just more practice skills, huh?
Exactly. It's a different focus entirely.
So let's dive into this head stuff then. This supposed 80%. It's a pretty bold claim right away. Physical playing is just a small part of musicianship. My first reaction was, wait, seriously, can you break down what makes up this big 80% chunk? Maybe starting with beginners.
Right, it's a key point because, yeah, we tend to focus on just that fraction. Downing lays out these head stuff areas, and they actually change depending on your level, which makes sense. For beginners, sure, it includes instrumental technique, how you actually handle the guitar, that's part of it. But also, crucially, learning a repertoire, learning songs.
Okay. Not just exercises.
Definitely not just exercises. And then there's ear training, music theory, just general musical knowledge, understanding rhythm, even reading basic music charts. It's all this stuff that often gets, well, completely skipped over when you're just trying to make your fingers land in the right place.
Okay, that makes sense for starting out. So how does this head stuff change as you get better? What gets added for, say, intermediate players?
For intermediate players, you're building on that foundation, obviously, but you start adding things like songwriting, performance skills, really nailing metronome techniques for tight timing, improvisation, if that's something you're into. Also, setting and actually achieving musical goals. That's a skill in itself. And maybe one of the biggest things, like actively listening to music, not just having it on in the background.
Right, understanding it more deeply.
Exactly. It shifts from just what you play to how you understand and approach the music itself.
That's a clear path.
Yeah.
So what about the really advanced players, the ones we look up to? Does their head stuff look different again? Does the physical part shrink even more?
Oh, absolutely. For advanced players, it's about pushing all those intermediate skills further. Yeah. But then you add things like recording techniques, maybe production skills, even surprisingly, a good dose of music business knowledge. It's also about performing consistently at a really high standard and, getting gigs, finding work.
So the further you go,
The more the non-physical stuff dominates, the thinking, the strategy, the understanding, it goes way beyond just playing the right notes. It's about shaping a sound, maybe even a career.
that's a huge shift in perspective. So if you're listening and you're a learner, which our source kind of assumes most of us are, this brings up the practical side. How do we actually do this? How do we work this head stuff into daily practice? The source has some specific areas.
Yeah, it does. And that's the big question, isn't it? How do you practice the 80% without it taking over your life? So the source breaks it down into key areas for like daily focus. First, there's physically playing guitar. That's still important. Warming up, running through things, just playing for fun. Then technique, working on smooth chord changes, getting your strumming right, creating simple grooves that feel good. These are still in that 20% zone, maybe, but they're the foundation.
Okay, so the physical stuff is still there daily, but how do we weave in the 80% the head stuff every day?
Right. Well, learning a repertoire is huge. Dedicating time every day to learning actual songs. Because, like the source says, that's kind of the point, right? When you meet other musicians, what do they ask? How many songs can you play?
True. Nobody asks how fast your scales are.
Exactly. Then there's ear training. This means really setting aside time to recognize intervals.
Intervals being the distance between notes.
Yeah, the specific jumps that make melodies sound the way they do, and recognizing chord progressions, how chords flow together, doing it all by ear. Imagine hearing a cool riff and just being able to figure it out, no tabs needed. That's what ear training helps you do. It's a game changer.
Okay, and then there's music theory. I think my guitar physically winces when I say that word. Why is theory so important, especially when lots of guitarists try to avoid it?
Yeah, music theory gets a bad rap sometimes. But it's really just about understanding how music is put together, the logic behind it. The source really stresses that even if you resist it, understanding theory, it just changes how you see the fretboard, how you hear music. It's like finally getting the grammar rules for a language you've been speaking. It gives you control.
Makes sense. What else is in the mix?
Then there's general knowledge. This is about understanding other instruments, what they sound like. You know, the difference between a trumpet and a sax. And knowing the typical features of different genres, what makes jazz sound like jazz or metal like metal. And finally, reading charts, rhythms, notation. Now, lots of guitarists hate reading standard music.
Guilty as charged.
Right. But the source emphasizes just understanding simple chord charts. That's a basic, crucial skill for playing with others. You don't need to sight read like a classical player, but reading a chart, super useful. Oh, and don't forget performing. Even if it's just jamming with friends, playing with others, maybe trying an open mic, getting that real world experience.
Okay, wow, yeah. That's a lot. So you might be sitting there thinking, just like I am, how on earth do I fit all of that in? I barely have time for practice as it is.
Totally valid thought. It sounds overwhelming laid out like that. But the source offers a really practical way to manage it. Prioritize the core stuff. Physically playing, technique, and learning songs. Those are your dailies, non-negotiables, every day.
Okay, got it. Daily essentials.
Then the other head stuff, skills, ear training, theory, general knowledge, reading charts, rotate them. Focus on just one of those each day. Maybe Monday is ear training day, Tuesday is theory day, Wednesday general knowledge, Thursday reading charts, then cycle back.
Oh, okay. A rotation system.
Exactly. That way, you're consistently hitting all the important areas, but you're not trying to cram everything into one session. It keeps it manageable.
That actually sounds doable. It makes a lot of sense. You're weaving it all in without getting totally swamped.
Right.
You're just, you know, grinding away on scales mindlessly. You're building that broader musical intelligence, getting that crucial 80% of the time it actually needs, even if it's bit by bit.
Right. And if you pull back and look at the big picture, the main takeaway is pretty clear. Real musicianship is so much more than just nimble fingers. The huge majority of it really is about understanding, about application, about musical intelligence. It's how you think about music, not just how your hands move.
This whole deep dive into guitar has actually sparked another thought for me. And it's something I want to leave with you, the listener. If this 80-20 rule works so strongly for guitar, 20% physical, 80% head stuff, where else in your life might this apply? What other skills or activities are you learning or doing? Could there be a hidden head stuff component, a much bigger piece below the surface of what seems obvious? What skill might look like one thing, but actually be mostly something else entirely, just waiting for you to explore it more deeply?